All right, so Rabbi Feld asked me tonight to speak about the Sugya of Chamar Medina and specifically the Shaila of making Kiddush on Schnapps. So the Sugya really begins in the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, with the story about Amemar, where Amemar visited a certain town, and one year they told him to make Havdalah, and they gave him some beer. He said he refused, and then he went to sleep without eating. The next morning, they found him some wine, and he made Havdalah. The next year came around, it came time to make Havdalah again. They gave him the beer. He said, "Ah, ihachi chamar medinahu." If this is the case, then beer, specifically sheikhar in the Lashon of the Gemara, is date beer. So date beer, according to Amemar, is chamar medina, and therefore he made Havdalah on the date beer. So I want to focus on three questions tonight in terms of analyzing this sugya of making Kiddush and Havdalah and Chamar Medina. The first thing that we're going to have to discuss is under what circumstances are certain drinks even considered Chamar Medina. The second question is going to be that once you define the circumstances under which they're considered Chamar Medina, so then what drinks would constitute Chamar Medina? Would it apply to all drinks? Or would there be a certain set of drinks that would be considered Chamar Medina? And thirdly, we see in the Gemara that Amemar made Havdalah on Chamar Medina, but what about making Kiddush on Chamar Medina? Can we say that because we make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, therefore Kiddush as well? Or maybe we would be Mechalik between the two. So let's begin with the circumstances under which we would define something as Chamar Medina. We said in the Gemara that Amemar made Havdalah on Sheikhar, and he said, "Ihachi Chamar Medina." If this is the case, then it must be that Sheikhar is Chamar Medina. What does he mean when he says, "Ihachi"? He says, if so, if this is true, then date beer is Chamar Medina. What's if this is true? So this was a machlokas between the Rishon. The Rambam you have in your source sheets in Shabbos, Perichov Tes Halacha Yed Zayin. So the Rambam says that basically what Amemar was able to conclude from here was that the main drink of this place was Sheikhar. So the Rambam says that any place, any Medina, that's Rov Yena Sheikhar, whose main wine is Sheikhar. Now, obviously, as Rabbi Feld pointed out during Seder, wine and Sheikhar are not the same thing. What the Rambam means is that wine is like the used to be the default drink, used to be the thing that was most often drank. And so if you have a certain place where instead of wine, the majority drink, the normal drink is Sheikhar, so then that place's wine is Sheikhar. That's what Chamar Medina means. Chamar is wine, Medina is of the place. So the wine of the place is Sheikhar. So the Rambam says that as long as the majority of the town drinks Sheikhar, so then you can consider Sheikhar the Chamar Medina. And that's what Amemar realized when they brought in beer in back-to-back years. He said, it must be that in this case, in this place, the main drink is beer. However, many of the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam really here seems to be a Shitas Yochid. And the Rashbam, if you look al Atar, and this is followed up in the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and the Tur, they all get at the same basic definition, which is that we can only consider Sheikhar to be the substitute for wine if you don't have wine. When do you have a substitute for something? You substitute X for Y when you don't have Y. So that's what their Rashbam says. Chamar Medina, a substitute for the wine of the town, is when you don't have wine, when wine is not readily available. So if wine is not readily available, then another drink can come in and take its place and become the quote-unquote wine of the town. So says the Rashbam, what he realized in the back-to-back years, in the second year, he realized if in consecutive years they're not able to bring me wine when I'm supposed to make Havdalah, it must be that wine is not readily available in this place. Since wine is not readily available, instead, beer takes the place of wine, it becomes the substitute, and therefore it's considered Chamar Medina. That is the definition of the Tur, the Mordechai, and the Rashbam. So how are we going to paskin on this machlokas? And there's a huge nafkamina here. There's a huge nafkamina. For the Rambam, it could be that a place has ready access to wine. And nonetheless, a different drink will be considered Chamar Medina, because it's the normal drink. For the Rashbam, once a place has access to wine, then there is no such thing as a substitute for wine because you have wine. So no other drink can be Chamar Medina once wine is readily available. So that would be a huge nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashbam. How are we going to paskan on this shaila? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Beis Siftes, he adopts the approach of the Tur and the Rashbam that Chamar Medina exists only when wine is not readily available. It is true that the Bir Halacha quotes the Shita of the Rambam. It doesn't seem to paskin like it in the Mishneh Berurah, and certainly the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah is to accept the Shita of the Rashbam. Yes, Aaron.
According to the Rambam, even if you have Shechar available, you wouldn't say that it's L'chachila, that you can use it if there's one there, right? You'd still say that it'd be preferable to use Yain if you have it, but you can still use it, Shechar.
Right. Right, correct. For Havdalah, the Mishneh Berurah is going to point out later that for everything, we would always prefer wine to other drinks. But the question here that we're dealing with is, do other drinks even fulfill the mitzvah? For the Rambam, they would, as long as they're normally consumed in the area. For the Rashbam, once wine is available, then there's no such thing as Chamar Medina. You know, the way that we think about the sugya of Chamar Medina before we really delve into it is, oh, we think of like different drinks that we normally have and whether they're considered Chamar Medina. But really, there's a question that we have to ask before we get into that discussion, which is there such a concept as Chamar Medina, as having the wine of the town, quote unquote? For the Rambam, yes, as long as the drink is normally had. But for the Rashbam, the substitute approach, you can only have a substitute if the primary thing is not there. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to adopt the Rashbam's approach. Now, we've been assuming so far that according to the Rashbam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, we have to have ready access to wine. What? Vos mint, ready access. How are you going to be magdir that? What's the definition? So the Rashbam says that it's if the entire city doesn't have wine. Not just Brian, but if the entire city doesn't have wine. So that would mean that you'd have to, in your entire town, you'd have to have no access to wine. And the Magen Avraham adds that this is true not just for like a day or a week, but for over the entire span of a year. So Lamaisa, this is never going to happen Bizman Azeh. We always have access to wine in our towns, in our cities, certainly within a span of a year. And it's that definition that the Mishneh Berurah accepts. So let's ask the million-dollar question here. Is there such a thing as Chamar Medina Bizman Azeh Tavshin Pei Beis? So some of the poskim, and this is the Pashtus, say there's no such thing as Chamar Medina anymore. The Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Noah, they both say that. Why? Because we accept the approach of the Rashbam, the substitute Mahalach. Since we have wine readily available in all cities over a year's span, therefore there cannot be anything that substitutes for wine because we have wine. And therefore there's no such thing as Chamar Medina. If that's the case, then it's looking pretty schwer to be able to make even certainly Kiddush and even Havdalah on anything other than wine or grape juice. So what would one rely on if they were going to use Chamar Medina? So there are two approaches that are quoted in the poskim. One is to say that Bishas Adchak or Bidi Eved Yesh HaMilismoch, that we do have the Shita of the Rambam. The Bir Halacha quotes the Rambam, and Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah saying that we can rely on Shita Sarambam when necessary, to say that if a town drinks a certain drink in a normal fashion, right? It's Rov Yena. It's the majority drink, so then that can also be considered Chamar Medina, even if you have access to wine. That would be a sheet of the Rambam.
How do you measure that rove? Like, rove what?
I think the people.
Rove people drink it ever?
It's a normal drink. The way the Magen Avraham, and I'm going to get to this soon, the Magen Avraham uses the word b'chol yom. It's a daily drink.
Right, so I'm not even sure that...
The whiskey would even fall under that. So some of the posts can say that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Who's everyone? Also,
yeah, so no,
it's hard to know.
The Shem literally says that.
He says more of Yehudim?
It goes by Achinu B'nai Yisrael.
Oh, okay. Shmack. Thank you, Rabbi Feldblauer.
People who whiskey is
in Ireland.
Okay, so let's get there. Let's go one step at a time. Okay? The second mahalach to explain why someone could use chamar medina b'zman hazeh, again, I want to emphasize that this is against the pashtus. So Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chavav, he's bothered by this question. Somebody asks him this question, how can it be that anybody uses chamar medina nowadays that we have ready access to wine? And he responds that it has to be that it used to be that wine was the main drink. Nowadays, that's not true anymore. People don't use wine as the main drink. So it's almost like the entire sugya falls apart because we're defining things by main drinks, but if wine is no longer the main drink, then that's not really chamar medina. Chamar medina for the Shevet HaLevi, according to this mahalach, and he says it's a limud zchus, according to this limud zchus of the Shevet HaLevi, chamar medina is just the ikker drink of that time. What's the main drink that people use in a suda when they sit down for a meal? What's the main drink that people have to accompany the meal? So that's certainly not wine, bizman hazeh, something else. So says the Shevet HaLevi, therefore, that's perhaps Amal Ismoch to use chamar medina.
But that's kind of splitting it, meaning it's not like wine should be the default. Why does it matter how many people drink wine? It matters on chamar medina how many people drink that.
How many people drink is just within the Rambam.
No, but I'm saying
the Shevet HaLevi is working within the Rashbam.
Within
the Rashbam, wine is objectively considered the main drink.
What is it even? Meaning
it doesn't matter how many people drink it. It doesn't matter how many people drink it. It's meaning for wine. It would just have to be that it's available for the Rashbam. And now the Shevet HaLevi is saying that since people don't drink wine anymore, so it lost its objective status.
Why does that part matter since people don't drink wine anymore?
So it's his limud zchus. He's assuming that like the metzias has changed. And really, 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 the reason why wine was considered the main drink was because it was the drink that accompanied the suda. Now that's not true. So now we have to redefine what the main drink is. And now he's looking for other ways to redefine the main drink. One of those factors or features is going to be what does the populace do? What does the majority of the population drink? Okay. So ad kan for the discussion of whether chamar medina exists bizman hazeh, under what circumstances we can even consider things to be chamar medina. Assuming one of those mahalchim, relying on the Shita Sarambam or relying on the Shevet HaLevi and his mahalach, so what drinks would be considered chamar medina? And Jacob, this follows on what exactly you were talking about. So we have two extremes here. The Rashbam points out that Sheikhar is mentioned in the Gemara certainly as being a drink that would qualify as chamar medina, that's date beer. And the Rashbam says that at the same time, water would certainly not be chamar medina. And the poskim explained that the reason why water would not be chamar medina is because it has no chashivus. There's no significance to water. So one of the qualities that we're going to be looking for in drinks that are going to be considered chamar medina would be its chashivus. That's something that the Mishneh Berurah mentions. He also mentions how normal it is to drink this thing. That's a second, normality is a second feature. A third feature brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein, not necessarily accepted by everyone, is that the drink has to be something that's not meant to quench your thirst, but rather it's meant as a display of kavod to the suda. It's a beverage. It is a beverage, that's a lashon. Okay. And then there are some in the Sfardi poskim, in the Abia Omer, and Rabbi Vadi says that a dafka has to be a mashka hameshaker. It has to be something that can intoxicate. So now let's get into some practical examples based on all of those different features of what would constitute chamar medina. So according to almost all poskim, we can knock out certain drinks. Seltzer is going to be out. Milk and tea are out. According to almost all poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan has one side, the Hakel maybe, but most poskim say milk and tea, that's not a chash of a drink. That's not something that's a display of kavod asuda. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that soda would also not constitute chamar medina because it's not a display of kavod. And if you have a juice that's mostly water, then again, it would be considered like water. So those things would be out. What about things in the middle? So let's discuss the following three examples. Orange juice. So let's assume that we have a certain type of orange juice that's not mainly water. It's mainly from the oranges. Yeah. So the Chazon Ish and Aval Yashiv both think that that would be fine because it's normal to drink as a beverage and it does have more chashivos than water. But I think according to Moshe Feinstein, that would not be included because that's not a display of kavod. So already there you have a machlokas haposkim. What about coffee? So Reb Shlomo Zalman said that if the coffee's still hot, then we know that at a, you know, Chashav Asuda, I don't know at the White House what they do, but at a Chashav Asuda, they bring out coffee, right? So coffee would be included. There were some who were hesitant about that, but it seems like the rove is that coffee would be fine. And what about the million-dollar question here? What about whiskey and other types of schnapps? So the truth is that, yes, this is a drink that could be displayed as for Kavod Asuda. But is it normal to drink this drink on a daily basis? So the Magen Avraham says Yayin Sraf is not something that is normally had on a daily basis. So therefore, it shouldn't be used as Chamar Medina. And Taka, the Or Litzion, Paskins this way. So it's not, even if you assume that you could use Chamar Medina, Bizman Hazeh, it's not even Pashut that whiskey and liquors could be used as Chamar Medina. Now, quick,
beer?
Huh?
Beer?
Oh, let's get into beer. So beer would be the one thing that...
It's much easier for beer.
Yeah, so we're going to get... So let's say like this. We said that the one extreme of things that would definitely be Chamar Medina is date beer, right? What about Bira Levana? That's the beer that we have Bizman Hazeh. So almost all the poskim said that it would also be considered Chamar Medina. So that would be your best option if you were going to use Chamar Medina. So that brings us to our next question, which is what to do during Havdalah on Shabbos Chazon. So this is something that we think about every year. Everybody's always running around trying to figure out what to do. So plainly, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, you drink the wine. You make Havdalah on wine or grape juice, and you drink the wine. The Ramah says, you know, we could do a little bit better. We'll give it to a katan. We'll give it to a katan instead, that thereby you can make the Havdalah on wine or grape juice, but you don't have to drink it yourself. And then he says, if there's no katan around, you have little kids, they're sleeping, so then you would drink it yourself, according to the Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a minhag that they would make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, on beer, instead of on wine or grape juice during the 9 days. I think there are different minhagim when it comes to this practice. But it certainly seems that most of the poskim, Moshe Feinstein and Shlomo Zalman, the pashtos of the Ramah, is not to make Havdalah on beer, but rather just to drink the wine or grape juice if there's no katan around. So I would say that for anybody who doesn't have a minhag, probably should establish their practice in accordance with that majority view. Especially since, and this is a refrain, especially since it's not even pashut that beer would fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Because that's assuming that you have Chamar Medina, Bizman Hazeh. If you want to use beer, you have to first assume on our first question that there is such a thing as Chamar Medina. Now, the last point for making Kiddush. If we're going to use Chamar Medina, can Chamar Medina be used for Kiddush as well? So the Gemara Pesachim, Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph asks the question itself, Mahu l'kiddushi ashichra? Can you make Kiddush on Shechra? So the Rishonim have a machlokas there. What exactly does the Gemara mean when it says Lekidushei Ashechra? Was it referring to date beer? In which case it was referring to the same thing that you were using for Havdalah, and it wanted to know, can you extend the same thing from Havdalah to Kiddush? Or was Shechra there referring to something that was much worse, some gross type of drink, but not actually something that would be considered Chamar Medina? So the Rosh, in conclusion, he holds that Kiddush, Chamar Medina, can be used for Kiddush. The Rambam, so this goes back to what Aaron was saying before, the Rambam says that wine must be used for Kiddush. You cannot use Chamar Medina for Kiddush. It can only be used for Havdalah. Different explanations as to why to have a chiluk between Kiddush and Havdalah. Maram Chalova says that it's because on Kiddush you need wine that's ro'i l'naseich agabe ha-mizbeach. You can't put beer on the mizbeach. You can only put wine on the mizbeach. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains that the source for Kiddush is Zachor Siyom HaShabbos HaKadsho. From the word Zachor, that comes with a connotation of using wine. Zachira comes with wine. So therefore, we should use wine instead of beer. How are we going to paskan on this machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam, whether Chamar Medina can be used for Kiddush? So L'Shulchan Aruch Yesh Ayin Beis Siftes quotes both opinions. But the Mishneh Berurah there clarifies as follows. He says, when it comes to the nighttime Kiddush, which is a Kiddush D'Oraisa, as we know from our Liman on Kuv Vavim and Aleph, certainly when it comes to Kiddush D'Oraisa, one may not use Chamar Medina, one must use wine or grape juice. And even during the day, says the Mishneh Berurah, L'chatchila, is exactly as Aaron said before, L'chatchila, one should use wine or grape juice and should not rely on Chamar Medina. Now, if one is in a situation where needs to use Chamar Medina, how much does he have to drink? So let's say one wants to make Kiddush on schnapps. usually we assume, well, the Pashat Halacha for how much one has to drink for Kiddush is a Rov Revius. Malo Logmav is the majority of a Revius. Let's say a Revius, in the most, in, you could take a lenient shear for Shabbos day because it's a Derabbanan Kiddush. So let's say, according to Rav Chaim Noy, a Revius, I think, is around 3 ounces. So Rov Revius would be 1.6 ounces. Yeah? So I'm totally not a bucky in this. I don't think I've ever had schnapps. But I don't think people have 1.6 ounces of schnapps.
That's about one shot.
That's about one shot?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They don't, so then you slug
me up. What?
They don't pour three.
Oh, there aren't even 3 ounces. Oh, but you'd have to pour 3 ounces in the cup. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So according to... So the way that most people solve this question, I don't know what Brian does at home, but the way that most people solve this question is with the Taz and Simon Reish Yud, that the shear of Rov Revius is true for things that are normally drunk in large quantities. But when you have something that's normally drunk in small quantities, like liquor, then it would just follow how much do normal people have. That's what the Taz says. But the Mishnah Brura rejects that outright. He says, if you were going to make Kiddush and have less than a Rov Revius, you are not Yotzei Bichlal. I don't care what you make the Kiddush on. So if that's the case, then you're going to have to put a Revius worth of schnapps into the cup and also drink 1.6 ounces, which I don't suggest. I don't know. But okay. So halacha lemaisa. Let's summarize our shir from tonight. For someone to, certainly one should lechatchila be using wine or grape juice for both Kiddush and Havdalah. And to make Kiddush on schnapps, one really needs to assume four things, all four of which we showed were subject to debate. The first thing that one needs to assume is that there is such a thing as Chamar Medina Bizman Hazeh. Otherwise, the whole sugya doesn't even get started. And we've showed that according to the Rashbam and the Pashas of the Mishnah Brura, the answer to that is that Chamar Medina does not exist Bizman Hazeh. So you're already being somich on Shitos Yachid in order to use schnapps for Kiddush. Second, you have to assume that schnapps would be a drink that would be considered Chamar Medina. We pointed out that the Magen Avram and the Or Litzion both thought that Yayin Saraf would not be considered Chamar Medina because it's not something that people have every day. Third, you have to assume that Chamar Medina can be used for Kiddush during the day, and that's against the Shita of the Rambam and against one of the opinions that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and against what the Mishnah Brura says to do Lechatchila. And fourth, you have to assume, unless you're actually going to have 1.6 ounces, you're going to have to assume that you can get away with drinking less than a Revius for Kiddush, which is also against the Mishnah Brura. So I'm just learning the sugya here, but it seems like we should be using wine or grape juice for both Kiddush and Havdalah. Everybody have a great night.